Hare Krishna. Circumstances are like carpets. Keep them below, not above. When there is a carpet below us, then often the roughness, the coldness, the slipperiness of the floor is mitigated. But if somehow someone pushes us under the carpet, then we will feel suffocated. Similarly, the circumstances that we face in our life, they are like carpets. We are meant to keep them below us, not above us. What does this mean? It doesn't mean that we have some kind of megalomania where we think that we are so great that nothing can trouble me, but I am bigger than my circumstances. Sometimes there may be some images of some, in movies we see some giant who towers above the rest of the world. That is not the way we can rise above circumstances. That is the way only things happen in fantasies and movies. And in real life, when one tries to replicate that, all that happens is we become frustrated by that, by our inability to control our circumstances. To keep, there's a difference between keeping the circumstances below us and keeping the circumstances under control. We can't control the circumstances all the time, but we can realize our identity. Our identity that is beyond the material world, within which the circumstances which we face are lying. The Bhagavad Gita tells us in 2.16, Nasato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate sataha ubhayor api drishtontas tvanayo sattva darshibhi. So it tells us that of the eternal there is no cessation, of the temporary there is no endurance. And the same theme of the difference between the soul and the body is talked about in further detail in the 13th chapter, where it states, 13th chapter of the Gita says, Anadityam nirgunatvat paramatmayam avyaya sharirasthopi kaunteya nakaroti na lipyate anadityam. Anadityam, that the soul is anadi, is beginningless, is not under the jurisdiction of time. Nirgunatvat, the soul is beyond the modes. So, the time and the modes are the two things which bring about changes in this world. And here, the Gita is telling us that the soul is beyond both of these. Paramatmayam avyayah. Now, these verses can apply to the soul as well as the super soul. Paramatma, the Atma is Param. Avyaya is imperishable. Sharirasthopi kaunteya. Although the soul is situated in the body, nakaroti na lipyate, the soul doesn't do anything, the soul doesn't become entangled in this world. Now this is the vision of the self-realized souls, and this is the vision that we can also cultivate. When we understand that we are at our core indestructible, that as souls, nothing of this world can even touch us, leave alone destroy us. Then we get a great sense of security. Now this is not just an intellectual conception that, oh, I am spiritual and therefore indestructible. No, it is actually also a personal experience that we can get if we practice spiritual life. Especially if we practice bhakti yoga, then we get understanding of not just our transcendental nature, but we also get an experience of Krishna's transcendental protection. That Krishna, it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, that he helps us, he is eternal, he is transcendental, he is forever beyond this world's vicissitudes. And when we take shelter of him by practicing bhakti yoga, we realize not only our indestructible nature, but we also realize his infallible protection. So no matter what circumstances come upon us, and irrespective of whether we are able to control them or not, when we say keep the carpet below, now it's not that all the time we will be able to keep the carpet smooth. Sometimes there may be rumples in the carpet also. Right? It may get ruffled. But that is not as big a problem as if we are stuffed under the carpet. So, yeah, circumstances in this world will change, and sometimes, just like if the carpet is crumpled, then if you are walking, you might slip. So, we have to be a little careful while walking. But as long as we are above the carpet, we can move around. We won't get stuffed and suffocated. Similarly, when we don't just understand our spiritual identity, but connect with the Lord who is far above this world, who is far above the circumstances of this world, then we experience, by connecting with Him, by remembering Him, by calling out to Him, by studying His message, we experience a great sense of spiritual security. And as we experience Krishna's presence and Krishna's protection in our heart and our life, then we don't get carried away by the circumstances. We don't get cowed down by the circumstances. Rather, we keep our faith in Krishna, keep our focus on Krishna, and find our way onward through the circumstances. Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita in 18.58, that machitta sarva durgani mat prasadat tarishyasi atha chetva mahankara nashroshyasi vinangshyasi machitta. If you become conscious of me, he says, sarva durgani, all obstacles, mat prasadat tarishyasi, all obstacles you will be able to cross over by my grace. By my grace. So what he states here is that he will help us to rise above our circumstances. So by studying the Bhagavad Gita, understanding our spiritual identity and understanding the supreme protection of Krishna, and then relishing that protection by practicing Bhakti Yoga, we can keep the circumstances below us and march through life no matter what ups and downs it brings in our way. Thank you. Hare.